Of course, it was a busy day yesterday for yourself and Mary Alice keeping up with everything. Yesterday there in the newsroom, we all know now about New Philadelphia schools. The thing about it is, no matter what school it is, we have to take these threats seriously, whether it be on social media or written on a bathroom stall, at every school on kind of high alert. Really this week, and it kind of started last week.
Well, I'll tell you that obviously I work at the Stark County Sheriff's Office as well, and they've been facing a number of very similar situations, including a student actually shooting himself at Jackson Local School on Wednesday morning. And coming from the sheriff directly, he said, you know what, look, these kids need to understand that just because you're a kid does not mean that you can induce this kind of panic, and we will take it seriously. And there is a student out of Stark County that is facing a felony charge.
Yeah, I mean,
because of a threat she made.
Yeah, examples will be made out of these. Yeah. If indeed most of them, some appear to be kids making these threats, or whoever may be making
these. And someone needs to talk to the kids who are making these threats. You know, this is heightened because of the tragedy that happened in Parkland, Florida last week. And, you know, it's all over the country. Kids are doing this right now, just making these threats because it's on their mind. But someone needs to talk to the kids and say, why do you think this is okay? Why do you think this is something that you can do and get away with? What is going through your mind right now?
And listen, we know kids. We know how they think and how they act.
But do we anymore? Do we know how they think anymore? Because I'm telling you what, this week I can't even wrap my mind around what our kids are doing.
See, to them, they look at it kind of sadly, but they look at it maybe as a prank with these threats.
Exactly. It's exactly what they
look at. It's not a prank. No. Can't yell bomb on an airplane.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. You know, I will say, though, you do know that the, and I don't know how deep we want to get into this, but the group of survivors and parents of some of the children killed last week in Florida traveled to see, they had a sit down, what they called a listening session with President Donald Trump yesterday. And I caught a piece of, I believe it was, I forget which outlet published it, but regardless, part of the video of one of the, he was a dad. His daughter was killed last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke and he said, you know what? And I thought this was a really interesting approach. He said, 9/11 happened once and we fixed everything. I can't even get on a plane with a bottle of water. But how many school shootings have we had now and nothing's been done?
Good point.
I thought, you know what? Okay. His daughter was shot 9 times. Took her life.
You know, speaking of that meeting Trump had yesterday, with students, parents, and teachers. It all took place at the White House exactly a week after those 17 people were killed in Parkland, Florida. Why is everybody making such a big deal about the notes that Trump was holding in his hand? You see all this, all the memes and everything.
Because
going
anything
around
that they can do to target President Trump, they're going to.
If you're getting ready to do a public speaking event, much like you and I do, Michaela, you know, 6 to 10 every day, Monday through Friday, right here in Z Country, we make notes. From time to time. We have notes everywhere, over here, over there.
Well, you know what? I actually am impressed by it because it shows that he had somebody do their due diligence to write down things that he wanted to share with these folks. And I have to say, although if he wouldn't have, I don't think he really had a choice here, but I'm impressed that he took the time to sit down and just listen and hear them out. And this father specifically spoke for 3 minutes and kind of said the same thing over and over again. But President Trump sat there and he listened as he should have.
Yeah, and he made his notes kind of visible for everybody to see. And instead of making what was supposed to be a nice event, I mean, everybody was there for one reason. Everybody said, oh, look at Trump's notes. Let's take pictures. And
who cares?
Make a story. It was just blew my mind. Some of the notes that he wrote, I mean, they're very visible. You can read them for yourself. One at the top of his list, what would you most want me to know about your experience? One of the notes he wrote.
He asked questions.
Yeah.
Why is that a bad thing?
Also, resources, ideas, ? Also, number two there, I can't really, what can we do to help you feel safe, I do believe, is one of the things.
Bottom one.
I hear you, yeah.
I think those are good. Why is that a bad thing? He's human, too. That's what people need to...
That's my point. Everybody makes notes. I mean, you're getting ready to go to a job interview, you'll make some notes and be prepared. But hey.
Listen, I'm doing a pretty big presentation for another job today for the sheriff's office. Let me tell you about the notes that I'll be taking with me, okay?
Yeah. But the whole...
And I talk daily.
Yeah. You should see your planner over there. Notes on top of notes.
Exactly.
On top of notes. But no, I mean, where does it, with the whole reporting of lockdowns and everything, it's getting crazy now. It's to a point almost like, you know, where does it end?
I mean, you know
where,
what's scary about it?
Where do you
it?
Place it? Is there been a, will become like weather in a newscast, like at the end, oh yeah, so-and-so school on lockdown today, and that's your local news.
Well,
you know
it's,
what I mean?
It's, what's scary about it is
so
that it's
commonplace.
It's a fad right now.
It's, yeah, you're right.
Quote unquote popular to make a school threat right now because it's top of mind because a huge one just happened. You saw the same thing happen after Sandy Hook in the elementary school that was, you know, the shooter went in there. You saw the same thing after the situation in Chardon a couple years ago, and that was an Ohio shooting, and TJ Lane went in and shot and killed, I think, three people and, you know, permanently disabled a fourth. It is this wave of evidence that our society is extremely screwed up, that when something like that happens, oh, hey, let's make a school threat because, you know, 17 people just died last week in Florida. Kids need to get it together. And if you're listening this morning, children, get it together.
Wow, Michaela calling out all children.
Yes, this is not funny. It is not a joke. It is serious.
Listen, it's kind of apples and oranges comparing this, but to remember back in 2017, oh, so long ago. But no, seriously, it seemed like every day, from Harvey Weinstein to Kevin Spacey to Charlie Rose to anybody in Hollywood was being slammed with sexual assault allegations. Right? It was like every single day. You couldn't get away from it. You could have reported a story on it every single day. It's kind of where we're at with this right now. You could do something on it every single day if you wanted to.
But
I said, apples and oranges. Don't want to compare sexual assault to threats at school, but...
No, but, you know, I give serious props and a lot of respect to the Stark County Sheriff and Tuscarawas County Sheriff for making it a point to let the community know that we don't care if you're 14. You make a threat against the school, we're going to charge you. And that's where we need to come down hard and be a little bit more strict with our kids.
Yeah.
That is my opinion. Take it or leave it. But I think that they need to know this is not funny.
There will be
turn your parent voice
examples,
on.
Examples made. You definitely have mommy voice right now.
Mommy voice on.
I
put
am,
them in their place.
I'm somewhat intimidated right now. Don't know how to go on after that. But anyway, hey, no, we're always streaming online, WTUZ.com.